In Roman times, the blessed Felix and his sister Regula set out on their wanderings with their companions to serve the Lord, following the advice of Mauritius, the general of the Theban legion. Passing through a barren and desolate stretch of land called Glarus, they reached the lake from which, at the other end, the river Limmat flows near a fort called Turicum. Here they set up camp, serving the Lord all day and all night by fasting, praying, and keeping vigil. The wicked heathen emperor Maximian sent out a troop of ruthless thugs to hunt them down. One day they reached the camp while Felix and Regula were resting after their midday prayers. However, they failed to discover the two saints, who were shrouded in the grace of God, and passed on. Whereupon Felix said to his sister, "Behold, the day of salvation has come. Come, let us reveal ourselves to these godless villains, embrace martyrdom, and join the chosen few in heaven." So they raised their hands to heaven and prayed to the Lord, begging him to save their souls from the clutches of their enemies. Driven by his defiled spirit, Decius, the captain of the persecutors, confronted them. "Are you followers of Mauritius and Exuperius and those others? Tell me, are you Christians?" Upon which they answered, "So it is. We are Christians. We pray to Jesus Christ, and yes, we are followers of those of whom you speak. By the grace of God, we shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Decius ordered them to make a sacrifice to his heathen gods, only to receive the answer, "We shall neither serve thy gods nor pray to them." Then Decius threatened them with unspeakable tortures, but the two saints replied, "Our bodies are yours, but not our souls. They belong to the one God who created us." The tyrant Decius continued with his threats. "I swear by the mighty gods I will have you boiled in a pot unless you pay reverence to Jupiter and Mercury." But the two remained steadfast. "The Lord is our keeper. We fear not. Whatever you have in mind, we shall not pray to your gods and effigies, for they are not more than devilish idols." So Decius ordered them to be broken on a red-hot wheel. But their only answer was, "Neither Jupiter nor Mercury, Beelzebub is thy only god." Then Decius had Regula thrown into a pot of boiling pitch and molten lead poured down her throat, upon which the saint replied, "Your tortures taste sweeter than honey." He subjected them to further indescribable torments, but the two saints never faltered, praising and praying to God in one voice. "We thank thee, O Lord God and Jesus Christ, in thy name we take upon us all this suffering." And when their tormentor jeered, "Ha, where is your God now?" they answered, "Behold the heaven and the sun and moon above. They were created by the Almighty. He alone has the power to save our souls. Your gods, however, are nothing less than demons. You and your emperor will join them in hell and burn forever." Without faltering, they invoked heavenly comfort and the grace of the Holy Spirit in the hope that the Holy Trinity may find acceptance among all heathens. Upon this, a bright cloud appeared above them, and they heard a voice saying, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be brave, for your calling is nigh and the crown awaits you. Expect great glory among my chosen saints." When they heard God's words, they raised their eyes to heaven, and a voice proclaimed, "Come hither, ye blessed ones, and accept the kingdom of heaven that God has held ready since the beginning of time." Hearing the words, the saints praised the Lord. "Glory to God in heaven and peace to mankind on earth. Lord Jesus Christ, we honour and praise you in all eternity. Amen." The evil tyrant Decius then ordered them to bare their necks, ready for the sword. They prayed to the Lord Jesus Christ and then did as they were told. The hired assassins struck off their heads, granting them the relief of death in the glory of the Lord. At this moment, the place resounded with the unified voice of singing angels and saints. "May the angels bear you to the bliss of heaven, where you be hailed as glorious martyrs." At that, the butchered bodies picked up their severed heads and carried them forth from the place of execution on the bank of the river Limmat to a spot 40 steps up a little hill, where they rest to this day. Since then, many a blind and lame person has sought healing there in the grace of the Lord and in the name of the two saints, merely 200 strides away from the fort of Turicum. Even today, people come here to implore God and seek help in their suffering, and in truth, their prayers are always heard, no matter what their plight. So ends the story of the martyrdom of Felix and Regula, as revealed to the monk by the name of Florentius. Their feast day is the third day before the Ides of September.